all looking at? Haven't you ever seen a doll with heels before? Sorry, I'm late, Stephanie. Cowboy, get your feet down.
Yeah, some good old boys, Northern Pikes from Canada. All right, we have on the line with us Shkwait Shakhlakh from Gwaishkina, BC. For people that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, the big fires of a few years ago and a big flood of a few years ago. So a very extreme survivalist, and we're just privileged and happy to have him come on our program, pick some good music, and just be an inspiration to us all. Welcome, Shkwait. How are you doing?
I'm doing as well as I can. Still breathing.
Yeah, that was a pretty good throwback from the 80s, actually, I think. Northern Pikes. Yeah. Pretty awesome. So we have our subject today, and it's on rehabilitation. And speaking of rehabilitation, from all your tribulations and trauma, you've done a lot of it. So we'd love to hear your words on that, on rehabilitation.
We can't rehabilitate by ourselves. It's those around us, doctors, nurses, care aid, family, friends. And I figure in order for rehabilitation to really help, you have to go into it with a positive attitude, you know. I didn't think I was going to be able to walk for a year or two. But I had an old nurse when I was starting to really rehabilitate there in Royal Inland. Care aides and younger nurses had to come and feed me. That's about what, a couple of weeks after getting out of ICU, and the old nurse came along, gave me a couple of spoonfuls, and told me to reach for the spoon myself. She said, "You gotta start feeding yourself. You can't depend on everybody forever." You know, you gotta try. You know, it's like that, what that cowboy saying, if you fall off a horse, get on him right away again.
Yeah, so true.
It was like that. And you know, and she didn't say it maliciously or anything. She just said, you know, You gotta want to improve. You gotta want that rehabilitation to work. You know, and just having all these positive doctors and nurses around, and you and the rest of the family and the friends that would come, helped with my rehabilitation, because before long, you know, I was able to walk again. Well, I'm able to walk again. I'm slowly getting more, well, I hope, improving my physical wellness, you know, to be able to do stuff, because you know, just all at once, you know. They said rehab for the Guillain-Barré syndrome could be anywhere from 1 to 5 years. It's been 5 years now, but because I got the lymphoma cancer at the same time, it's really because of the meds that I have to take for that, really slowed down the total rehab. But, you know, that's rehabbing my nervous system and all that bodily functions, the meds for the lymphoma. So it slowed down the physical rehabilitation, but I still keep going. You know, and we have to do that, you know, not only for physical, but for our spiritual and mental wellness too, you know. We have to strive, you know. You know, I say every now and then, just smile to somebody else helps them. And it also helps you because then, you know, because of what happened, the corona separated us all, and, you know, and it's slowly coming back. People are, you know, smiling and saying hi to each other and, you know, at least being a little more courteous. So, you know, that's a civilization rehabilitation we're going through.
Yeah, I really like that you brought that up, because that was what I was thinking about also, because, you know, we've been all separated from our family and our friends for pretty much 2 years. And, you know, it really affected a lot of people, especially the children, because the children that were born around that time, you know, they didn't get to go and see their grandparents, their uncles and aunties and extended families. And it disrupted them, their growth, their everything, their mental, emotional, their physical and spiritual, just as you were bringing up. And the whole world is right now going through rehabilitation, reconnecting, and getting back to their normal family activities, visitation, all these things that are so important for our humanity. And I just always look forward to hearing your words on all these issues, because just because of all this stuff that you went through and survived and rehabilitated yourself to get to this point in life 5 years later after all these ailments. And just a big inspiration to many people, including myself. You're such a big influence and hero to me in just keeping going and being a difference in this world. And a lot of gratitude to you.
I'm thankful to be alive. You know, from the thoughts, well wishes, and prayers, and love that you guys there at the station and the listeners here and abroad send to me, you know, I can only send it back a thousandfold.
Well, we really appreciate it, and we love hearing from you, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
Okay.
And thank you so much for all the beautiful music you choose, too. It's always, like, inspiring and happy and uplifting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to say bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shekhlech from Gwaishkina, BC. And we'll be also connecting with Mbubi Ishkin from down LA. And he's also in Tlakamch. And we're going to listen to one of the songs that he picked. And this one is from Stefan Wolf, and it's called Born to Be Wild. So let's enjoy that. We'll be right back. Enjoy, everyone.
racing with the wind.
That was a nice song, man. That was Stefan Wolf, Born to Be Wild. And that was great on the Easy Rider on the movie. Anyways, we have on the line with us, we have Nbubi Ishkan, and he's Ntlakamch, and he's my brother. And he's been a big part of my rehabilitation in this world. It's always great to have him. I have connection with him pretty much every day, and a very important person in my life, and keeping connection with family and friends is so important, especially family, because, you know, they're the ones that are going to be with us in the end and all through our lives, whether good or bad. And so we welcome Nbubi Ishkan. How are you doing, Nbubi Ishkan?
I'm doing good. Just got over a cold, so I'm doing much better.
Oh, that's great. We have our subject today, and it's on rehabilitation. And we know that down in California, especially L.A., where you are, we know that's going to be pretty important very soon for a lot of people, and rehabilitation is going to be important. So how is everything there with you?
Everything with me is doing pretty good. Just taking everything day by day and just seeing what's going to happen in these next couple of days.
Very good. And we'd like to ask you and to tell us some words on our subject, which is about rehabilitation, what it means to you, and just whatever you have to share with us.
Rehabilitation, well, for me, rehabilitation is kind of like um kind of like cleaning out your closet and starting fresh. Mm. You know, like, I know I went, well, it's been a couple of years since I've gone through a breakup, and it's just like, you know, I had to rehab myself back into who I am again. Like, I lost who I was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, by the end of that relationship, I didn't even recognize myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it took quite a few years for me to kind of put myself through my own rehabilitation. You know, just had to start over, and it was just like this last year that I was just like, you know, I'm starting to feel myself again. You know, I feel more happier now than I was these last couple of years. So just like, you kind of need a pause once in a while and think about yourself. And who cares what other people think? You just need a pause, gather your thoughts, and think about what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Not what other people need, it's what you need. And once you find that, then you take it one step at a time, one thing at a time, and before you know it, you'll be back to where you kind of want to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so true. You know, sometimes we gotta not look at other people and look within ourselves. Look in the mirror and self-evaluate and start trying to figure out what's causing us issues. And once we do that, we can rehabilitate and we can start looking for steps and ways to recover. And good for you for, you know, working on yourself and getting through this breakup and trauma, because they do cause trauma, and just being able to work your way through it, and now you're on a more positive path and able to talk to it and share with people, and that's a big step. And so important and inspiring to other people out there that may be going through the same thing.
The one thing you got to do for yourself too is admit it to yourself that you're hurt.
Mm.
If you don't admit it, you're just putting a bandage over something and letting it get worse.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, sometimes you need to admit it, pull that bandage off, and let it breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you just sometimes just let it fester and fester, and then by the time you figure it out, it's too late.
Mm. Yeah, it's so easy to get off track and into a wrong program of rehabilitating, because sometimes people get into drinking, get into drugs. And, you know, that's a wrong step in rehabilitation. It just adds more to the trauma and the issue. So good for you for, you know, really focusing on yourself and working your way into rehabilitating yourself. Always great to connect with you and listen to your songs. Always a good re-energizer for myself and for many other people out there. So we thank you for joining us.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I picked that song because I'm starting my big 5-0 on Friday, so I'm like,
woof!
Yeah.
It'll be wild.
Yeah. Big step for sure. And congratulations.
I go to Vegas with one of my other brothers and turn it red.
Yeah. That's great. Born to be wild. And yeah, so congratulations and happy birthday on the big 5-0.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we're going to have to say bye for now, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again very soon.
All right. Sounds good.
Awesome. Bye for now.
All right. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shluklukbachan, or no, Nbubiishkin from the Ntlakemch people, and he's one of my brothers too. And as I said, a big part of my rehabilitation on just a road of some pretty horrendous things that we can all go through, and we can survive through leaning on our brothers and family and friends, just as Shkweist was bringing up. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to ask you, President of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia.
Yeah, I've been really enjoying the different sharing that's been going on. And I, in my mind, right away did go to physical. So you were talking about the wheel. And sometimes if it's a physical, like a sudden physical injury or something, and then having to get to that place, it's that process of restoring as much health and function as you can. And I loved what one of your brothers was saying, where doing it alone, I mean, there's only so much that a person can do alone. It's that practical, but also emotional and spiritual support from family and friends and neighbors and sometimes strangers, mm-hmm. that really can create a boost, because sometimes it's a really long road. Mm-hmm. The rehab can be a really long road, and with no real looking progress for a certain period of time, it can feel like, oh, I'm doing these, you know, in this case, physical, I'm doing these exercises consistently, but nothing's changing. Like, I can't move my arm or whatever. And so it can be a very discouraging road alone, especially. But, you know, with being surrounded by other people is particularly helpful, because it kind of gives fuel, more adds to the fuel that you might have to try to do this. And yeah, it's really, it's kind of speaks to that whole idea that we're all in this together one way or another. And but listening to people too, I was just thinking of the rehab of Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. It was the example that we were looking at, but it's rehab of the world too, like with the environment and stewardship and doing what we can to start to go back to taking care of the land. Some people have continued that consistently, and some of us get lost and disconnected. But coming back to what Wegedesk said is rehabilitate. There's the word habitat, but it's the core word is starting in there. So mm-hmm. Mother Earth is kind of like the very macro of it, is to rehabilitate and to re-nurture and get back into that flow of giving back to this miracle that we've been all blessed with on some level, like, you know.
Yeah, well, the biggest example of rehabilitation is the earth. And, you know, they've estimated the world and some of the life on earth back, you know, like millions of years ago. And, you know, it's been able to rebound after its destructive, just nature, the way things happen.
It's quite shocking how resilient.
Yeah, like, you know, we've had so many dinosaur eras.
Yeah.
They've disappeared and they've come back. Same with...
and like, nature reinvents itself,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, like even the elephants, they've disappeared and they've come back.
Right.
And then you have some creatures like the crocodiles that have been around for millions and millions of years.
Yeah.
The great white sharks that have been around for millions and millions of years, and all these examples of these things that have been able to survive in this world and watched the rehabilitation of the world.
And, you know, yeah. And I mean, I'd like to add to that, where it's really important for that message to also come with, that doesn't mean sit on our haunches and not get back into a flow of doing something to give back or get back into that idea that we're all interconnected with nature. Because sometimes like, Mother Nature will take care of herself. Well, okay, ultimately, yes. But it might be a world full of cockroaches, which isn't a bad thing. You know, no humans, no. But I guess what I'm saying is I think it's good for our own health to be doing that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, it's part of our responsibility.
That's true.
You know, just to have that responsibility of improving the world and also like respecting what our ancestors have done in this world to maintain it and live in this world in line with nature and, you know, basically the circle of life.
Yeah.
Of giving and taking.
Right, a flow that's more balanced.
Yeah, because, you know, if we're just taking all the time, we become parasitic.
There will be a dead end.
Yeah, and there's always, nature has a way of getting rid of parasites.
It's true.
And so, you know, we don't want to be
on her hit list. We do not want to be on Mother Earth's hit list,
that's
okay?
For sure. I think we are already.
Yeah. Let's get off that hit list.
So we got to, like, rehabilitate ourselves.
Yes.
And be an improvement on this world and look to giving back and strive towards that. And when we do that, we're improving the world, making it a better place, as we believe, you know, making our better, better, our better best, our good better and our better best. That's our...
It's
our,
a tongue twister.
Yeah, that's what we like to, you know, improve on this world and even improve with our programming here. So we also give a big shout out to Magnus and Jesse and Conovar and Robin and all the volunteers up here that keep our programs going. Rebecca, our intern from England, and Jujuel, also our one of our volunteer coordinators. So all these people keep this program run or the station running smoothly and bringing you all sorts of good programs and just positivity.
Yes.
So we're going to have to wrap up and have to say bye for now. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and listen to Free Voices here at CGSF 90.1 FM. And we're going to say bye for now, and we're going to let you go with some John 5 and his song Jazz Improv for 2025.
Yes, we'll see you next Thursday.
And thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Always a privilege.
Enjoy, everyone.